1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, $111,180 raised for my friend's place through the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 CD and the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 Picture Disc Vinyl. You can call and get a copy of both or all or none or whatever, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. And all the money goes to my friend's place. Visa, MasterCard, welcome. Earthquake in Seattle, and we did a little sound from that in the last hour, a 6.8 earthquake. Bob McGraw is with McGraw Industries, joining us on our Newsmaker line from Los Angeles. And this was quite a frightening moment for the people in Seattle, Bob. I know that your company specializes in contributing money to charities by way of the great work that you've done in private industry, correct?
Phil, that is absolutely correct. And let me tell you something, that McGraw Industries, we are interested in using the capital that's been raised for the, and I can tell you, using the capital raised in the private sector for the relief of people is a unique idea to our corporation and has been a cornerstone of McGraw Industries in bringing to people an awareness, people in the community, an awareness of what needs to be done for those who are less fortunate. And this Seattle earthquake reminds us that earthquake safety is number one, no matter where you live. We've had earthquakes in upstate New York. We had an earthquake in the southeast last year. No matter where you live in the United States, quake safety should be number one. An earthquake relief victims fund has been set up at McGraw Industries. You can certainly write a check to us in care of Bob McGraw. Earthquake Relief Victims Fund for the Seattle earthquake. We started that today. And what you get in return for your donation is an earthquake safety kit, Phil, that includes water, matches, candles, blanket, nuts, sardines, playing cards. Also, this is a limited edition earthquake kit. It is signed and numbered by Bob McGraw, myself, increasing the value of the contents. $250, Phil, but this is a collector's item. And it's not a lot of money when you're talking about saving people's lives. And that's what we want to do with McGraw Industries. We're so very thankful that nobody so far has lost their life in Seattle. But I think it bears repeating that it's early. Somebody could be dead, and we may not know it. And if that's the case, all the more reason to buy an earthquake safety kit from McGraw Industries.
All right. Well, the money you're raising for this earthquake safety kit goes to charity.
That is absolutely correct, Phil. This is not a lot of money when you're talking about saving people's lives. And it's also a selfish contribution because it's a win-win situation. You win, too. You get a tax-deductible donation for a charitable donation. You also get a limited edition numbered by Bob McGraw and signed by me earthquake kit, and the money will go to the earthquake relief.
Well, what is the name of the this is going directly to your earthquake relief victims fund?
That is correct.
What do they make the checks out to?
You'll make the check out to Bob McGraw or make it out to Bob McGraw Industries.
And all right, there are a lot of people who might. All right, you know, in an earthquake, and I'm sure we're all aware, I remember at Hurricane Andrew in Miami, the same thing, Bob. You know, people are afraid, and I'm not saying you're this kind of a guy, but people are afraid that they're donating money maybe to a...
I know. You're talking about a flim-flam or some kind of a fly-by-night organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So can they make the check out to Earthquake Relief Victims Fund?
We, right at this particular point, Phil, we're not set up for that. What we would rather they do is just go ahead and make it out to Bob McGraw. But that money, I can guarantee you, is going to go directly to earthquake relief in the Seattle area. I promise you that.
And what guarantees does your...
I will guarantee that. I will guarantee that money goes to earthquake relief victims in the Seattle area. And for those who are curious how McGraw Industries works in donating charitable relief, we are very happy to tell you that we donate millions of dollars to a variety of charities every year through the profits from our various corporations.
And what are some of those charities? I know you're talking about Earthquake Relief Victims Fund. You donate to who?
We donate to a variety of charities, Phil, in and around the United States. Some of them are children's charities. Some have to do with the elderly.
Can you give us an example of one?
I sure can. Right now, I don't have my bookkeeping. It's in my briefcase, Phil, which is in my car right now, but I'd be very happy to tell you about some of the organizations that we donate to.
All right. Bob McGraw is with us. Bob is with McGraw Industries, raising money for earthquake relief by selling an earthquake safety kit. For those of you who are not aware of earthquake safety kits, these are things that a lot of people in earthquake areas, like in California, we have these in our garages. This earthquake safety kit has a variety of things you'd need. And if you donate $250, you get the earthquake safety kit, and the money goes to, you're saying the money goes to earthquake relief, is that correct?
The earthquake relief in the Seattle area, yes, Phil.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Now, you're giving money to the Earthquake Relief Victims Fund, but they make their check out to McGraw Industries.
Make it out. It would be better to make it out just to Bob McGraw, and that way we don't have to go through a lot of red tape, because we want to make sure this money gets to the people as quickly as we can.
And they can't make it out to the earthquake relief. This is what I mean. Some people might think that...
Well, I can fill up. There's no problem with this. I guarantee to everybody listening right now, that money's going to get to the earthquake relief. You better believe it. You bet you. Water, matches, candle, blanket. This is our earthquake relief safety kit. It includes state-of-the-art water, matches, candle, blanket, a can of sardines, some nuts, playing cards, limited edition, signed and numbered.
When you say limited edition, how many of these do you have?
I've got to check our warehouse right now, Phil, but we are cutting it off at a certain point.
And by limited edition, you can tell us how many do you have?
We're cutting it off. I don't know at this time. I've got to check our fax because I've got that in the car, but I wanted you to know that it will be signed and numbered. And for people who are art collectors, you know that a particularly valuable piece of art is often signed and numbered by the artist. Well, our earthquake safety kit is also signed. It's also numbered by me, Bob McGraw, from McGraw Industries. This isn't India, Phil. This didn't happen far away in a foreign country. This happened close to home right here in America. We take care of our own in America. We have a sense of community. There's a sense of urgency about this. So our call to action to call up Bob McGraw and tell us that you'd like to order this kit, $250 earthquake safety kit. You can help now, and thanks to, want to thank you, Phil, and your program for this marvelous opportunity to try to get the message out. Earthquake safety, very, very important.
So they can order this kit at $250 and make the check out to Bob McGraw, not to Margaret.
Just make it out to me at this particular time.
One of the things also that we want to know is you need the information. I'll tell you what, we have a commercial break coming up. Can you get the information on the other charities that you're involved with?
I'd be happy to, Phil.
And then would you also tell us when you're going to have this Earthquake Relief Victims Fund set up? Because people making checks out to you, you know.
No, I understand. Right now I'd like them to make out the checks to me.
And where does that money go?
Right now that money would go into my own checking account because we have got to get this set up. Look, this thing happened this morning. It is absolutely just devastates those of us who've ever been in an earthquake. It scares people, and we want to make sure we get the money up to Seattle. So I'm going to put that money in my personal checking account.
So is it a business account?
It is a business account. I do use it for business. And
all right, 1-800, hold on for a minute, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. We're going to take some calls from people. Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries on the line. And for $250, you can get an earthquake safety kit, water, matches, candle, the whole thing. The money is going to Earthquake Relief Victims Fund, which he needs to set that up. So now just make the check out to Bob McGraw, and it goes into his checking account. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. I'm with Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries. He's raising money for Earthquake Relief of Seattle, which had that 6.8 today.
Phil, I want to ask you something very unusual, if you don't mind, for just a few moments, because I want the impact for this to settle in with people and the idea that we need to help people close to home with the sale of these Bob McGraw earthquake kits. Would you play back the audio you had of the earthquake?
You mean the guy in the announce booth?
The radio announcer. I really want people to know the fear that can be struck into the hearts and the minds of someone in an earthquake. Imagine a relative of yours going through this.
I don't know
it. Just play it back, Phil, and let people know. This is the fear that people feel in an earthquake.
All right, well, we'll play this. This is the announcer in Seattle, and then you heard what happened.
Call Dimension Systems today at 1-888-346-7979. That's 1-888-346-7979. That's an earthquake.
Hear that? That's fear. The man is fear.
Whoa.
Jesus Lord.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Lord. Christ all f***ing mighty.
They're scared.
Uh-oh.
right, well, that's...
But, Bill, I wanted people to hear that because that's the kind of fear. That's the kind of fear that people feel in an earthquake. And we donate our funds to try to help them.
All right, I'm going to go to some phone calls, but you mentioned you were going to get some of the names of the charities that you donate your monies to.
I do have those, Phil. We donate our funds to a lot of charities. Right now, I can't think of the exact name, but a lot of them, we do have a charity for conjunctivitis. Children who are hungry get abused and with cancer as well. So there are a lot of things that happen with all of that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, and we'll give that phone number out later, right?
Yeah, please do.
All right, Joe?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling you from Tampa, Florida. I'm a retired Philadelphia police detective.
God bless you.
Anybody that donates money to this guy is out of their mind. It's the biggest flim-flam in the world.
Right.
That's why we have the Red Cross. This is why you have Salvation Army. Please, anybody listen to me. Don't give money and put it into anybody's personal account.
Phil, it's interesting. We've had our problems with the police because they can't stand the idea that we do the good work that we do. They think there's got to be something that's wrong with it. I challenge you to tell me what's a flim-flam about it. We are taking money and giving it to the earthquake relief people. And
you
these
don't
kids
even
are...
know who you've helped over the last few years.
I just got done telling you.
I don't want to get in a debate
well,
with you or anything like that.
Well, you're
going to
have to get in a debate with me because I know my business.
Let the people give the money to Blue Cross.
We give the money to abused children. We give the money to the kids who are hungry, and we give money to the hungry kids. All of those.
Don't let this happen on your radio show.
Know your business, okay?
I'm just a new listener, but don't be part and parcel to it.
Hey, Joe, you're a retired police lieutenant. Do your part. Send us $250. Get one of these earthquake kits.
He lives in Tampa.
Well, you can laugh
I know
if you
better
want.
Than that,
all right.
My friend.
All right, thanks for calling, sir.
Well, you know what, Joe? You did a disservice by lying about me, and I'm going to remember that.
Whatever. So why the bad feeling with the police?
The bad feeling with the police is this. They don't like the fact that there's other people beside them doing good work, and we do good work. $250 gets the signed limited edition earthquake kit, and you'll be glad you did.
All right, let's go to line five. Fernando, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries, collecting money for Earthquake Relief Victims Fund for Seattle.
It's a joke.
Okay, I can't hear you.
It's a joke.
Okay, it's a joke? Is that what you said?
Yes, he's saying it's for... What did you say it was for kids with conjunctivitis?
No, the earthquake relief is for the Seattle earthquake victims. The other charities that we've been involved in have been for children who have lost legs, and there's a conjunctivitis deal. I don't know all of them.
Conjunctivitis deal is something with the eye.
Yes, it is. You bet.
Well...
You know
the specific diseases that they have, but you don't know the name of the thing.
No, I know the name of the charity is.
What do you say? There's a legless cancer thing.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on 1200 AM right now.
Okay, you know what, sir? You're really I can't hear what you're saying. Okay,
hey,
so
Bob,
get off of that crappy phone. I'm going to put you on hold. Go to another phone, and we'll get back to you. All right. What is it again, Bob?
No, so the charity is for kids that don't the legless cancer kids.
Legless cancer. What does that mean?
Let me tell you something, my friend. There are a lot of children out there that are suffering. They're in chemotherapy right now, going through radiation. They are having a really they're having a tough time. So they are hungry with conjunctivitis.
They're hungry with conjunctivitis. I don't know these charities that you speak of.
Phil, we've been doing this for a lot of years. Okay.
All right. Well, if you say you've been doing it for a lot of years, Tad on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, that you're an opportunist, is what you are, and. You know what? If you're going to be selling earthquake kits, why are you selling limited editions? It should go out to as many possible people, you know, as possible. And possibly there's people that have died.
You
want people to send you $250. The reason that you don't agree with the police is because you're a con artist.
I agree
with the first gentleman. If anybody sends any money in, I'll send money in to Phil Hendry. I'll send a check to Phil Hendry before I will send a check. You and you know what?
You can send family
out in the Seattle area, and if you know, that's the problem with people like you.
Well, you know something. I think what we could do is, if it makes you feel better, you send that check to Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I will send it to Phil Hendry, and he'll make sure that it's taken care of.
No, you make it out to me because I will get your money to those people.
unfortunately, you're probably going to get some people that are going to be willing to send money in
because
they think it's going to a good deed.
What is your guarantee that money will get to those people?
I guarantee.
He can't guarantee anything. He can't even guarantee his name.
You know, I guarantee that money will. We are. Earthquake preparedness is one of the most important things you could have in the state of California and across this country. We had an earthquake in upstate New York not too long ago. With an earthquake kit, $250, it's limited edition, which means it will go up in value as the years go by.
Well, wait a minute. It go up in value. So what am I going to do? Go to a swap meet? Hey, I got an earthquake kit.
You got an earthquake kit that was signed by Bob McGraw, and I raised money.
So I got an earthquake kit signed by Bob McGraw.
Yeah, who's right. Bob McGraw anyways? Who are you?
You're talking to him.
Who's it? Yeah, but why? What do I want to sign by you? I want Phil to sign my earthquake kit, not you,
I'll tell you what you do is you send that money to Phil Henry, make it out to Bob McGraw. He'll send it along.
Well, so he make it out to Bob McGraw, and I'll get the money to you, okay. Here is Melissa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I can't believe that this guy is on the line.
You know, we've had a very sad thing happen in Seattle.
I want to understand, Bob, is that you claim that you've given so much money to charities before in the past that you must
Absolutely.
Have a great... Okay, you
Well, how much money have you given to charity? Let's turn the tables a little bit and ask you, Melissa, what have you done for charity? What have you done for people less fortunate?
What have you done for victims of disaster?
Okay?
I just wrote a check to the March of Dimes.
To the March of Dimes.
That's my charity.
Hey, I hate to break the news. They cured polio. So look at you
throwing
your money into a hole.
Thing?
No, you're throwing your money into a rat hole.
Bob. Okay,
the March of Dimes.
Hey,
so in other words, you're throwing your money into a big rat hole.
You know what, Bob? It's my turn this
time. Your money into a
rat hole. What I want to know is, if you have donated to so many charities, why wouldn't a bank have such a great connection with you that they would open an account like that for
fund? I'll answer your question this way. You're suspecting me of doing things that are illegal or perhaps unethical, and you write a check to the March of Dimes, which hasn't cured a thing, hasn't done
Only 75% of my dollar is going in. At least I know that they're being honest. You're going to take $250 from people that work hard for their money so that you can grow.
We donate money to the March of Quarters. Okay?
It's for your personal use,
Bob. Why do you donate it to the March of Dimes? You could donate it to the March of Quarters. Why do you donate it to the March of Dimes?
Why
you
would
give it to
I donate to you, Bob?
Because that money,
that's like the farmer next
door. You hate the people in Seattle?
You're pathetic.
I can't believe
you are even on the show.
You hate the people in Seattle, okay? One of the problems you have, Phil, is...
I hate the people in Seattle, but I'm going to give my money to you. That's for sure.
How else are you going to help them? How else are you going to help them?
People are having a hard time because you won't tell us... Hold on, Melissa. You won't tell us the name of the organization.
I told you it's Earthquake Relief Victims
Fund. Why is everything locked up in your car? And what the hell is Hungry Child? What is that? I've never heard of that in my life.
You never heard of Hungry Children? If you've never heard of Hungry Children, then maybe what you ought to do is go out and meet a hungry child and help a hungry child.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sarah on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've got to agree with everybody who's called in so far.
So in other words, the people of Seattle don't mean anything.
Bob, I'm talking.
But the people of Seattle don't...
Let her talk.
Wait your turn. You've done enough talking. You have no business. You have no bank account. Who do you even know in Seattle besides getting some bogus radio program over the air? Why, John, I really like your show. Why is this guy on here? Do you know him?
He's, He does.
Phil, let me take it from here. I don't want you to...
No, I asked John, Bob. I didn't ask you.
His name isn't John, Sarah. Or is it Sally?
My name's Phil.
Yeah, how about that?
Okay, Phil,
You don't hear too good.
Tell me,
open your hearts and open your wallets. What I'm asking you is open your hearts and open your wallets and get some money in the Earthquake Relief Victims Fund.
I donate 15% of my take-home pay to charities.
To who?
Okay,
you don't even know to who.
I donate 10% to my church. I give all my excess clothes and my children's clothes to the Kidney Foundation.
Oh, look at the big
spender. But it's none
of your business.
Look I want to know
why spender.
You are on this program.
Look at the big spender taking some old rags your kid crapped in and sending them off. That's
you
really
better,
great.
Oh, what an idiot.
Scientology.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Joining me on the show this hour is Bob McGraw with McGraw Industries. As you know, there was a 6.8 earthquake in Seattle, and Bob is on the line with us right now. He has set up an earthquake relief victims fund, which, of course, we're trying to...
Phil, could I just ask your indulgence? Could you play the earthquake audio one more time from Seattle? Could you let...
You know what? We've heard it enough. I played it one time. Somebody got upset.
I would like you to play it one more time. I would like you to play it.
Okay, Bob, I appreciate the fact that you want to hear the earthquake audio one more time, but I don't want to play it anymore. I already had one staff member actually run out of the room crying because she'd lived through an earthquake. You know, I don't want that.
No, but I was told by members of your staff that I'd be allowed to hear that again. We are going to be giving a significant amount of money to My Friend's Place, which I know is a charity that you're involved with, so I'd like to hear it again.
Well, I don't know what you're telling me.
Well, basically what I'm telling you is if I don't hear the earthquake audio, then we have to rethink our association with My Friend's Place.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
Ah, okay. So you're not going to give any money to My Friend's Place.
I will tell you this much. Let me put it to you as clearly as I can. If I don't hear the earthquake audio, some of the money we're going to raise today, we may not give to earthquake victims.
Well, then you're going to have to give it back to the people.
No, I can keep it. Now, Phil, this is very important, so please play it.
I don't like your attitude, man.
Well, I don't like your attitude.
I'm going to take a phone call. Here is Rose on the Phil Henry Show.
I want to hear that earthquake audio.
Yes,
Rose,
hello?
Go ahead, Rose.
Sir, my inner spirit tells me this man is a racketeer. Do not advertise for him.
We donate to children and homeless people.
I do not care what you say. You
and
have no credentials. You have no credentials that you can show. And anyone who donates to your bank account is
not using good judgment. What about children without legs?
What about them? You wouldn't help one of them.
Yes, I do, ma'am. I give
well,
money to them.
Well, then go and help
how
them
do we
and
know?
Quit trying to take money from people.
How do we know you're helping children without legs?
I guarantee that we said...
You guarantee with what?
Wait a minute. You said according to your spirit?
Yes. My inner spirit told me get on that phone right away, and I even prayed that I would get through in time before anyone sent you money.
What about dogs that are homeless? You don't know about that, do you? You know, Rose,
listen.
You sit there in your home, and I hope you have a nice, comfortable life. Meanwhile, there are children who don't have,
Sir, you are a fast talker,
I
do not care to listen to your garbage.
Well, Rose, while you sit there making yourself some little soup tonight, or making a beautiful dinner for yourself...
Well, you're not kosher, I can say that.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Well, I am.
Well,
and I can tell you right
you're
now,
no credit to the race.
Well, I can tell
you're
you
no
this,
credit to the race.
The children who don't have children without homeless, the homeless.
Well, yeah, exactly. Who are they? Children without the homeless. What?
Phil, I've been involved in charitable work for a long time.
Just name one of the charities
Nobody's
you're involved in.
Nobody's ever heard of you before.
Ma'am, I do a lot of work behind the scenes. The good Lord told us.
I bet you do. You're trying to do something God behind
told
the
us,
scenes. Now, this is unethical.
Jesus told us in the Bible says when you give anonymously. And that's what we're doing. Bob McGraw,
I know a lot about what the Bible says.
Oh, you do? Then you know that giving anonymously is the best way. So people don't know. You don't know who I am because I give behind the scenes.
Oh, you are. Listen.
I contributed. Are you in Waco, Texas?
I suppose you thought you could follow that doctor and sound really good, but you don't sound good at all.
What? Say that again?
I said, I suppose you thought you could follow that pediatrician, as he called himself, and sound good. You don't sound good at all. You sound like
I don't get it. I don't get what she's saying.
Well, I don't care.
You're not making... How old are you?
I'm 73.
Oh, that's the problem. Okay.
Well, what do you mean that's the problem?
We donate to children who don't have dogs. I mean, who don't have children. Oh, God damn.
Oh, listen to the language all of a sudden, huh? All right, listen.
Play it.
We'll play it for you, all right?
Call Dimension Systems today at 1-888-346-7979. That's 1-888-346-7979. That's an earthquake.
All right, I'm cutting it off because people get upset.
I want to hear it.
I'm cutting it off. Here is Viola on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I got to say, this guy is pathetic. I wouldn't.
How much money do you give to charity?
Not even I give a lot. I give myself to charity. My grandson had leukemia. My grandson was dying. I gave of myself.
We
I donated my time. You don't know what it is to donate nothing. You want money in your checking account for you. Go to work, get a job, get a life, get on with it.
We give money to leukemia research.
You give money to yourself. You can't even name a charity. Candlelight is in Colorado Springs. That's a charity. It helps children every day of their life. You help nobody.
Let me ask you something, Bob.
You're a nobody.
Name one company that I want the name of one company that you...
We donate to children who have cancer.
Well, then you haven't named any of them.
My grandson
had cancer. I was up in the hospital. I seen the children dying. You know nothing about nothing.
Ma'am, I hate to tell you, but your grandson's probably alive today because of me. Because of the
money that
I gave.
My grandson's alive because of the almighty God saving his life.
I want you to thank me.
And for me of giving my time to him.
I gave to
the 724.
One of our foundations, the Star Search Find a Cure for
Kids
Foundation.
You know nothing.
And you say to me, your kid had cancer. And
how do you know?
My grandson, not my kid.
Grandson, how do you know?
My grandson, Seth Nolte, had cancer at 6 months old.
Let me look
it up in our file. Because of doctors.
Okay, let me look it up in our file. Seth Nolte?
You are an idiot. Don't you dare use my grandson's name in any way.
There's his
name. You don't deserve to use his name.
He's in our file. We've kissed my feet for saving your grandson's life.
He's a hero. My grandson's a hero. He survived leukemia. You're nothing. You're a pathetic piece of garbage. You don't even belong.
Ma'am, I hate to tell you, it's not leukemia. It's leukemia.
It's leukemia.
You said leukemia.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You aggravate me. People like you don't even belong here. I don't know where you come from.
You tell me I can't use his name. You put his name on the air first, and I looked him
That's
up in our
right.
file, and
I'll
I helped save his life. So
you didn't save nobody. You can't even save your pathetic old life.
My life is doing fine.
Go to a job and make some money and put it in your checkbook.
What's the name of the earthquake fund that people would send checks to?
Just send it to Bob McGraw.
Yeah, but Bob McGraw's checking account to pay for his bills, that's what it's for.
Is that what it is, Bob?
Oh, so this cynical woman... who hates people.
I don't hate people. I love people. Don't you say I hate people. I help people every day. Every day I help somebody.
Name one foundation that you donate time to.
The Candlelighters of Colorado Springs.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of that? Yeah, we're supposed to hear about the home for childless kids who don't have puppies or whatever the hell it is. What do you...
Phil, you are belittling what I do for charity.
Well, what's the name of one organization that you've donated money to?
The leukemia... Kids... The leukemia deal.
What leukemia deal? The Candlelighters of Colorado Springs is a charity that we donate time to children that have leukemia. We give money, we give our time, and we give help. We go for...
I never heard of that organization.
Well,
need to raise $500,000 before I get off the air. You need to send money now to help the people in Seattle.
If anybody sends money to this man, they're insane.
Send money.
Wait a minute. Why are we sending money to Seattle again?
Because of the deal that happened.
What deal?
Mr. Henry, I've got it in my briefcase.
You got it in your briefcase. What happened in Seattle today for us to send money to?
Sir, I don't want to be yelled at.
I'm asking you as calmly as I can, why would we send money to Seattle?
They had some weather. Bad weather.
Okay, excuse me.
Is it a tornado?
What you need to do, sir, is go into your briefcase, put yourself in there, and lock yourself, and let us be free of you.
Was
because
it a tornado?
Everything else is in your briefcase, you might as well be in your briefcase and set up your office in there.
Was it a tornado?
No, it wasn't a tornado.
What was it?
It was they had an earthquake.
Of course it was an earthquake.
Oh, you didn't know. Look at this, Viola didn't know.
Oh, did I not know? I knew it was an earthquake. That's what this show is about.
Was. You know something? I give money to all the leukemia deals, and you don't give any.
She gives of her time. And what do you mean all the leukemia deals?
All the deals that they do.
What
right,
deals?
The deal where you put the money for the kids that are bald. Why are they bald? They got the...
Your chemotherapy?
Yeah, that's it. I give money to bald kids.
Great. That's fantastic. Good luck. Freaking weirdo. Hey, what happened up in Seattle today? Some bad weather? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Bob McGraw on that earthquake deal, huh? So, hope everybody in Seattle's fine. I had a bit of news. It was really funny. This cracked me up. We do things on this show. Like, if I was comb over boy, here's what I would do right now. I would say, why don't you give us a call and tell us what bit we did on the air that went over the line? Huh? You know what I'm talking about, too, don't you? Where we really went over the line. I mean, we always do radical things on the show. We do radical things on the show. That's what our show's known for. Doing really radical things. But what if we really got over the line? Give us a call here so I can stay on the phone for 20 minutes with some broad because I don't have any other calls to go to. Anyway, we have done things. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I got this news. Guy says to me, boy, the station, you know, and so, in what market? I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, they never, ever really recovered from the Pope is backed up bit. I mean, I had to laugh. I said, what do you mean they've never recovered? Apparently, when we did the bit where the Pope hasn't had sex in so long that it's like backing up, you know, where he's, what was it, Mike? He was flipping out or something because he hadn't, it was causing him to shake. The Pope had palsy. Because he hadn't had sex in so long, he was backed up. When we hit the air with that thing, apparently there was a station on our network that it was months ago that we did that bit. Months ago. In the middle of last year, as a matter of fact. And this one station on our network, he got the word to me. He says, they've never recovered from that. They have had complaints, and they have had the this, and they have the that. So what happens is now, the guys that pitch our show around the country, give them a copy, whatever station we're pitching. They always get a copy of the Chris Norton No Bush Day Hour. Now, if you weren't with us for that, that's where Chris proposed that because he hated George Bush, didn't like George Bush's presidency, didn't like the administration, he wanted to sponsor a No Bush Day, and the No Bush Day would be Chris is down at Hermosa Beach shaving the bushes off of women that came in a private tent. That was No Bush Day. So, what we did with that hour is that's the hour we use now to pitch our show around the country. So I know now that when I got an affiliate signing on, they get it, brother. They're really with us, okay? With all due respect to any other affiliate that has had a harder time with the show than perhaps others, and, you know, and not even to talk business on the air. I don't want to. I just want you to know that's kind of how we do business. And I thought it was really funny when he said to me, they've never quite recovered from that bit. And I got to thinking about some of the other things. We did one on the air. I should have been fired for this, for allowing this bit on the air. It was after the Columbine situation. And we allowed Chris on the air to talk about a film that he wanted to do to help promote healing at Columbine, to help promote the healing there. And he wanted to film a movie called Columbone. And it was going to be an adult film, Let the Healing Begin. Well, Mike says, oh, Melissa says that you take great offense at that. It was one of the best hours we ever did. I don't know. The other thing was when Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police was doing Menopause Awareness Week, and he was literally stopping women in their late 40s on up and giving them gynecological exams to make sure they weren't suffering from vaginal itching, because if they were, they'd have to use one hand to take care of that. Well, with only one hand on the wheel, that meant they would be driving unsafely, and that one, you know, in other words, they might kill somebody. That hour, by the way, was Maria's fault. She gave us that idea for that, so thanks a lot. Thanks, Melissa, for blaming my wife. The other one that I was thinking of, and we actually got into some trouble for this. We got into some serious trouble for this. And we had to explain, you know, what was going on. We had a character on who was talking about being sexually attracted to President Reagan. It was a guy, you know, it was a Republican, some like founder of the Southern Republicans of America. I don't know what it was, but he was a Republican who was so infatuated with President Reagan, he wanted to have sex with him. And we like got into some Secret Service trouble over that. You can't even talk about wanting to have sex with the president. That's considered to be a possible threat. And then, of course, there was Father Dwayne Poppick. Many of you don't know who Father Dwayne Poppick is because we were forced to kill him. We came on the air in 1996 with Father Dwayne Poppick, And the Archdiocese of Los Angeles complained to the point where I had to get rid of this character. I've never before in my career ever had to censor or edit material, not since I've been in talk radio for 10 years, did I ever have to censor material quite to the extent that I had to kill off or get rid of a character that I was doing because the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles didn't like it. But we had to do that with Father Dwayne Popick. We had to get rid of him. And so the way I got rid of him was I had him crucify himself on the air. He nailed himself to a cross, and that's how he died. Because I have the Catholic Church is not on my side anymore, and they don't like my show, and they're not going to be listening to me anymore. Well, I might as well just go out with a bang. So we'll kill off this character, and by killing him off, we will have him nail himself to a cross. And then there was John F. Kennedy Jr. and the real reason why his plane crashed. The real reason why John F. Kennedy's plane crashed wasn't because he became disoriented. There wasn't a fuel problem or a mechanical problem. His wife and sister-in-law wouldn't shut up about the shopping they were going to do once they got to Cape Cod, so he decided he'd take his chances with the sharks. He ditched the plane on purpose, or was going to try to ditch the plane, and of course it crashed. And of course, then it sort of devolved from there from, well, was he ditching the plane to try to just take his chances on a life raft, or was he killing himself? He would rather die than listen to two women talk about shopping. And that's, you know, how that went. Father Dwayne Popick, it reminded me of something else, him crucifying himself on the air. Never mind, I don't want to get into that, but Father Greg from the Diocese of Los Angeles became a very good friend of our families, by the way. He actually said a mass at our house before he relocated to the northern part of the state. My wife's Catholic. Today's Ash Wednesday. If you see anybody walking around with a black smudge on their forehead, it's my wife. No, it wasn't because I grabbed her head the wrong way. She has a little black cross on her forehead. It's Ash Wednesday, so Catholics go out and get the ash. And what you're doing, seriously, one time somebody asked me, did you butt your cigarette on your forehead or what the hell? No, I didn't butt my cigarette on my forehead. So if you see somebody, it's either Maria or Squeaky Fromm. She's got that cross on her forehead. It could have been Squeaky. Anyway, that was the whole story about, you know, that station that said, you know, we never quite recovered. So I was curious about that, the bits. And then, of course, earlier in the week, Bobby Dooley coming on and saying she had breast cancer, only to say 15 minutes later that she was kidding. And the reason why she was kidding is because women can kid with each other like that, in much the same way that African Americans kid with each other. Members of subcultural groups kid with each other, and women actually like to call each other whore and bitch because it's endearing. So that's really what the Phil Hendry Show is all about, making fun of people with breast cancer. And I hope you enjoy it, as we're here each and every day, and kids with leukemia, and let's not forget all those folks suffering in Seattle. We're about to hear it from somebody. That's a very endearing thing, as you say. Melissa said it's very endearing for one woman to say to another, you my whore. Okay, 1-800, or is it ho? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.